Democrat Kansas Governor Laura Kelly lies about pro-transgender record despite past vetoes. By Katherine Hamilton on September 22, 2022. Vulnerable Kansas Democrat Governor Laura Kelly released an advertisement on Wednesday, attempting to whitewash her record of dismissing biological reality in favor of far-left gender ideology. Talking directly to the camera, Kelly says in part, "You may have seen my opponent's attacks. So let me just say it, of course men should not play girls' sports. Schmidt helped Sam Brownback cut millions from our schools, he even went to court to keep those cuts in place. I believe our schools must be fully funded, and I worked with both parties to make it happen. Derek Schmidt wants a return to Brownback. I'm for fully funded schools. That's the real difference," she says, further deflecting her opponent's claims. However, Kelly has not once, but twice vetoed legislation that would protect women's and girls' sports. She first vetoed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in 2021, claiming it sends a devastating message that Kansas is not welcoming to all children and their families, including those who are transgender, who are already at a higher risk of bullying, discrimination, and suicide. She vetoed the legislation again in 2022. Both Republican and Democratic governors have joined me in vetoing similar divisive bills for the same reasons. It's harmful to students and their families and it's bad for business, Kelly said at the time. We all want a fair and safe place for our kids to play and compete. However, this bill didn't come from the experts at our schools, our athletes, or the Kansas State High School Activities Association. It came from politicians trying to score political points. Tom Witt, executive director of the state's leading LGBTQ rights group, Equality Kansas, tried to run cover for Kelly in an interview with the Associated Press by claiming that men aren't playing girls' sports. "This is the scare tactic framing of the far right," Witt claimed. "What we're talking about in this situation is school kids in competitive games with their peers at school. And our position is, trans girls are girls, trans boys are boys." Kansas Attorney General and GOP gubernatorial candidate Derek Schmidt slammed Kelly after the release of the advertisement for trying to obscure her record. "False." Liberal Laura Kelly, in a desperate new ad, says of course men should not play women's sports. But she vetoed Fairness in Women's Sports twice. She's been with Biden on this for years, now at re-election time she lies. Kansans know it, and will vote her out, Schmidt wrote. The Republican Governors Association, RGA, also hit out at Kelly. RGA Kansas spokesperson Joanna Rodriguez said, "Democrat Laura Kelly and her campaign are trying to have it both ways. Running a false TV ad claiming Kelly wants to protect girls and women in sports while also refusing to say just how she'll do it after twice vetoing bills that would have," Rodriguez said. "When Kelly had the chance as governor to stand with parents and these young women and girls, she twice chose to work against their interests and since then has chosen to do nothing. Kelly seems willing to say anything to keep pushing Democrats' radical education agenda in Kansas schools." Schmidt has been heavily campaigning on Kelly's embrace of transgender athletes in women and girls' sports, a largely unpopular position given that most Americans overwhelmingly reject the denial of biological reality.